Good morning, Masechet Baba Metzia Daf Zayin. We're starting at the bottom of Baba Mud Bet. Dedicate the Shir in Nishmot, where he's died in this war, to the Chayalim and the Ptsu'im, the civilians, we shall them be healed. Chatufim mentioned Daniel Shimon Ben Sharon Perez, everyone should be Matzliach. So we saw yesterday, we're discussing in Davab, we're discussing this idea of a Safek, right? If the Safek Kochim, see, if we've got Safek Kochim, what happens with the Safek Kochim? Are they part of the Maser, not part of the Maser? And we saw, and we explained what a Safek Kochim, if Rashi gave some examples of a Safek Kochim. Rashi, the coming fresh, we'll see Besafek Pidyon Peter Chamor. This is the Rashi about five lines down into the last five narrow lines of the Rashi. So we'll see later on, we're speaking about a case of, yeah, we've got to do a redemption for a donkey. And we're not sure now if the donkey was a Bechor or not a Bechor. And you set aside a Taleh. Right? Vehula Atzmosha Entarich Litno Lekoin. What's very important over here is with that Taleh is that there's no Kedusha. Okay? It's yours. You don't have to give it to a Kohen. Shamoti Rav Amaraya, right? Because the Kohen would have to prove that the Chamor was a Bechor. V'apidyon Peter Chamor bar Isurehu. And that Pidyon Peter Chamor, that animal that you've got, that Taleb, you're keeping it for you at the moment. So that would have to form part of your flock when you come to do the Maser. So we say, even if the Kohen got it from his, like if he has to Kohen 10 of those Peter Chamor, Shnafnum Ben Aviv, he got it from his grandfather, was Yisrael. He have to mafrish on behalf of them as well, and v'hanshin lo yilcha safek pidyon peter chamor biyad yishal. The yishal keeps it, and it falls into his pen. Yishal tlaim shelo litaser ve'inafke basri lelepuk. And he puts the 10th one into the 10th one. Remember, Abaye was trying to say over there. Abaye was there arguing with the Rabba whether we could learn from that brighta or not about a safek or not a safek. And then Abaye said, if you make into the Gemara, so we saw over here. Amar Abai said to Rabbi, originally he wanted to say that it's not a proof. That he said, no, Amar Abai, love milti dami, what I said isn't really correct. The sfeika love barasurihi, that with the safek asiri, the safek, it wouldn't be barasiri. The Dani gives an example with the Mishnah, what did we get up to yesterday? If you were busy now, okay, putting all your animals through a pen and counting them, and now one of them had already gone through the count, and he's now outside. Oh, yes, my father had a day. One of them which has gone outside the pen jumps back in. All of them now become patul. Why do they all become patul? He said, right, kulan pturin. Look at the Rashi over here. The Rashi over here is, so I'm jumping around a bit this morning. There was kulan, the very first, very wide lines of Rashi. It says, kulan pturin. Beino tan sheyatsu. This is actually important halacha. This, I mean, not that any of you are going in a hurry, go and start doing maaser behema, right? But it's still a nice halacha to understand. So yeah, beino tan sheyatsu, beino tan shebetoch hadir. Those that are out the pen, they've already gone through the count, and those that are still in, even you've got 1,000, they're all patur. Why they all patur? Vafilu here, Rashi says, yeah, filu hein elef sheyatsu pturin. Even the elef, they're all pturin. Why? Mishum, the Mesorah Shas Chai, not because she had Mishum, Minyan Harawi. What does it mean, Minyan Harawi? Kesheshemanan. Ra'ui, we'll see the moment what Ra'ui means, it means to be fit. Haya Minyan Ra'ui, Lashlim, Belavo, Lichla, Master. Because initially there was a amount there that were able to get to 10, right? So now all of those who were able to get to 10 are Patur. Ba'minan Bechor, it says, Vahachi, my Tinan, this is how we learn it, Minyan Harawi Poter. So all those that were originally counted on our patur, you don't bring them back in. All those that are in the pen of patur, the chol asher ya'avor tachar hashevet amar Rachmana. Because the Torah says, which ones do you count? Only those that will pass through the shevet. The Torah says, velo she'avar kfar. And now one of these already passed through the shevet, and now he's back in the pen. And we don't know which one it is. So you could have 1,000 animals there in your pen. One of those 1,000 has already passed through the pen. Each one of those 1,000 could be that one. And therefore, they aren't counted because only Asher Ya'avor, those that will pass, not those that have passed already, Because there's one that's passed already. They all go free. You don't have to do vaser anymore on those animals. You don't bring them back next year either, in the next season. It's gone forever. So that's what Abaye says. Abaye says, that's why, he says, Lav milton amed disfake lav barisu ditnan kafatzich amin aminu yitokha makunam turi. Now, says Abaye, v'isach datach sfeke by yasur. And if you thought that a safek would have to have you count in the 10, la'aser miman afshach. Then we go back to what we said before. Then do this one. Count it. Why? V'i bar chiyuv hu shapir. If it was, great. V'i lav bar chiyuv hu nifta b'minyan arau. And if not, so then you're going to be yotz any on all the others. Right? Amar rabba minyan arau yipote. Right? What you're going to write, pote? Ela, might the Chavuri say, asiri vaday amar achman ul asiri safek. So Abaye comes back to the conclusion that it's only when it's a vadai that it has to be counted, we count, and not a safek. Hachanami, so too in our case, asiri vadai marachmana velo asiri safek. Sveikot are all left out. Okay, so that's really where we should have ended off yesterday. Now I'm going to Rav Achimedit to Ravina. So Achimedit says to Ravina, what is the sveik we speak? What do you mean by sveikot? My sveikot. We're talking about sveikot here, which we're not sure, we are sure, we're not sure. Rav, what are sveikot? Look at the last wild lines actually at the top there. My sveikot, I mean, we said earlier on, ha-sveikot nichnasin ledir litaser. He says, what are we speaking about over here? Right, we mentioned that brighter, that the sveikot need maser. What sveikot are we speaking about? So, ilan a safek b'chorot. Even if it's a safek of a b'chor. So, why would you have a havamina? The Torah says, yiyeh kodesh amar achmane velo shekvar kadosh. Why would you think of putting a safek b'chor? If it's a safek b'chor, Torah says that by doing the master counting and counting, what if I give it at 9, number 10 becomes kadosh. That's only, and which wasn't kadosh until now. A bechor has got kedusha. Kedusha is not part of it, so it can't be a safek bechor. Ela must be safek pidyon peter chamor. It's a safek of a pidyon peter chamor. Now what's that? Ukudrav Nachman. We explained yesterday, but let's look at it again over here, Rashi, the second era lines of Rashi. A taleh, you had firstborn donkey. And you're not sure it was a firstborn donkey, but you set aside anyhow a taleh, a lamb, for that donkey. She'afiluhu peter chamor vadai, says Rashi. Even if it was certain you weren't safek, you knew for a fact that the donkey was a firstborn, and you set aside a taleh, ein bataleh zeh shel pidyon mishum kedusha. It's got no kedusha, it's yours. You can keep it, you can eat it. Right? So even if it was a safek, it wouldn't have kedusha. Right, Amar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bravua, Yisrael, sheyesh lo asara safek peter chamor betoch beito, mafrish alein asara seinu masrin vehen shelo. So that's what must be speaking about that. That safek chamor, that forms part of your flock for maser, because even if it was a vadai, there wouldn't be kedusha in it. So we've got no problem with kadosh or not kadosh. When would the kedusha kick in? If you counted it as part of the 10, it was yours anyhow. Just had to set it, you had to set aside a taleh for the chamor. Okay, so now the Gemara asked the question. We started yesterday by discussing, our whole question began with this Masuta on Davav and Bet. We had this bathhouse. Davu Mansu Alei Beitre. Two guys were fighting about it, right? Who did it belong to? What was the story, etc.? So now the Gemara asks, my Have Ala de Masuta. What was the outcome at the end of the day with this bathhouse? Right? Could the guy Maktish it? Couldn't he Maktish it? Is it his to Maktish? Is it his to Maktish? Remember, I mentioned yesterday we had learned Baba Kama about in order to Maktish something, you have to be both in your ownership and your possession. We're going to see the Gemara that you mentioned it today. Right? It comes up today. I didn't think we'd find this all so quickly, but here it is coming up in our Gemara.
How does it pop up all of a sudden now, after we've been through this whole rigmarole with the animals?
Because we spoke about our question when we asked about the Masuta they were arguing about. Right? So Moshe said, Rabbi, I think we go to Rachis to ask the story. And he came to Surah, remember? And he spoke to Avim Nuna. And there, Avim Nuna said to him, we've got a Mishnah that teaches you this deen. Safek b'chorot, echad b'chorot, echad b'chorot, b'hema. And we learned there, Asur b'geizav avoda, lab b'geizav avoda, because there was a bit of a safek kedusha. He said, ah, sorry to Avia, takfu koin. Now, if the coin grabbed that animal from you, which we weren't sure whether it was a b'chor or not a b'chor, the coin doesn't have to give it back to you. So he wanted to say the same thing, Avia, it's a safek kekdesh. Therefore, if the guy grabs it, do we, don't we have to, the question was, is there safek kedusha on that? That's how we got a bit sidetracked in this whole idea of sveikot. So now, bottom line is, what's the halacha lemaaseh? Okay, now we know all the theory around the derivatives, but tachlis, what's the halacha lemaaseh? That's how we get into it now. So it says, ma havei alei de masuta, what's the outcome of this bathhouse? So Gemara brings a brighter toshma, adam rav chiyah bar avin, amar hava uvde bei rav chizda. It's not a brighter, really. I know this toshma here is not a brighter. I suppose it's more like come and learn. Right? We'll bring a proof, right? We'll bring like a proof. We'll show you what it be. Because it was a similar case. It seems when you look at the Gemara now, this concept of fighting over something and then magdishing it as a way to shtoch your adversary is an out. It's a way of doing things, right? Because we see another case, the Gemara in the story of another maaseh. Hava uvda, haya maaseh. There was a case. Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda's Beit Midrash. Rav Chisda, Rav Huna. It came to Rav Chisda's Beit Midrash. Rav Chisda never had the answer, and he went to Rav Huna. The Pashtei Mihad Amar Rav Nachman, and they answered the Shaila from what happened with Rav Nachman. What did Rav Nachman say? Ko Mamon she'ein yachol lehotzio b'dayanin, higdisho eino kadosh. He creates. He tells a cloud. If there's a land, an asset. Right, call mammon, anything. At the moment, we're talking about both movables and immovables, which you aren't able to extract through dayanim. Now, I'm not 100% sure what that means. But in other words, if the courts aren't able to help you, okay, if you can't come to court and solve the problem, in other words, if it's just not clear, I'm not 100% sure what that means. Look at Rashi. She'enu yachol lehotzio, v'hai nami dechazinan lei. And Rashi says, this case of the bathhouse, the ain yachol hotzio b'dayanin. We can't solve it. The dayanin. Why she'ain lo raya b'davar? Because neither of them got a proof. Hegdish or hegdish. Neither of them can prove that it's theirs. So if you're unable to bring any proof to Beitin that it's yours, then the Beitin can't help. What are they going to do? So if Beitin can't, if you there's no proof that's available to solve the solution, then it wasn't yours. If it wasn't yours, you can't magdish it. So the Gemara asks a kasha via what? Hayachol yotzu b'dayanin? Higdisho kadosh af agav delo afke? So you're trying to tell me over here. Rashi says, bitmiya. Look, hayachol yotzio. Bitmiya. Right? And are you trying to tell me that if you are able, hayachol yotzio? Right? Af api delo afke? Even if, and Rashi says, v'yashe'elo b'yishuto. I don't understand. What do you mean? If you can, even if it's not yours? I want to look because it's over here. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, and here's our Gemara in Baba Kama, which we saw there. Samachet. Remember Sach? I don't know if you can remember that. But they spoke about it, I suppose. Rabbi Yochanan Sach. Right? In Baba Kama. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gezel, Gazal, Velonit Yashua Balim. If it was stolen from a Gezel, which was stolen from a Gabbek, from a Gazdan, and he hadn't abandoned any hope. Shneihem enam yecholim lehagdisho. Neither of them can magdish it. Why not? Ze lefi she'ena shelo, ve'ze lefi she'ena bishuto. The guy's lying because it's not his, because the guys haven't been mityayish yet, so he hasn't been cornered through yayush. And the owner himself can't magdish it. Why? Because he hasn't got it. It's on his possession. Look, Rashi and bishuto v'hastam, right? But this gzeila over here, v'hastam gzeila, he says over here, yecholim lehotzio b'dayanin hu. So there, the reason that you can't do it there, it can be, reinstated through Dayanim, but you can't magdish it because they haven't got it. Neither of them own it or have got it. But I suppose if the Dayanim, if that wasn't the case, so then you'd be able to. So Gemara says, with me, Savart, with Masuta, Metaltina, Skinner, but that's all very nice with Metaltilin. Gemara understands, that Rabbi Yochanan talk about movables. But this masuta is not a metaltelin, but masuta mekarka askinan. Right? It's look at Rashi. But masuta metaltelin could go on gigit, like a bucket or something. Mekarka, it says Rashi, the chol eched da'itei b'shut marei kaima. It's always, wherever it is, you can't move it, it's theirs, it's yours. It's, even though you might not have possession, you've got ownership. Because Rashi says, yeah, the karka nan exilet. V'shapi p'shit baha, de'i havele ra'ya la. Hekdish or hekdish. So it seems over here that with Mekarkein, if there was a raya, you'd be able to magdish it. So we, from the movables, from the question of the movables, we prove that movables, right, as opposed to Mekarkein, that Mekarkein, all you need is a raya because it's never hidden. You can't hide it. With movables, you can hide and you can sort of put away and you can hide it from the guy. No one knows you got it. In Mekarkein, you can't hide. So if there's a raya, the Dayanim would help you. If it isn't a raya, the dayanim won't help you. Lechi yachol otzio b'dayanim. B'shut ha'kaima. I think it's the Gemara saying. So that is what he wanted to say. The Toshi said, "I'm a chibur avin ha'uvda by Rav Chisda. Pashtalim yehad ha'erko mamon she'en nachol otzio b'dayanim hikdesh o'enu ha'kodesh." Even you haven't got it, but Rabbi Yochanan says that. Rabbi Yochanan says about movables. Let's just talk about immovables, which are there all the time. And therefore, if there was proof, they'd be able to. He was from Eretz Yisrael, from the west of somewhere. I want to say something. I don't know if I'm backtracking over here, but it made me sort of understand it a little bit differently. You know, I said all along for the last 5-6 daf that when we say Shnaim Ochsim Betalis, we've got to understand that two guys are holding and fighting over the talis, and they all hold the talis and they come to the diet to the bait. That's how I explained it, right? The Gemara here uses a lashon Adukin Betalit. How do they translate Adukin in English? Give me the English translation there, please.
Clutching.
What? Clutching.
Yeah.
And Ochzin,
it's
how do they?
On top.
And how do they? I know what Aduk, but how do they say in English what Ochzin is?
On the
first Mishnah, Daf Bet Amud Aleph. How would that translate? Shnaim Ochzin Betalis. What's the English there for Ochzin? Holding or grabbing? Actually, could have looked it up myself, but I didn't. Anyhow.
Holding. I think the Ochzin is claiming ownership. It's more claiming ownership of it.
No, Ochzin is holding. They're definitely holding it. We saw in the Gemara the other day. No, but we saw in that Gemara the other day that we had a question: what happens if only one of them is holding it? And then do we say that the guy admitted that it's his, or that he rent it to him? So it's clear that there's a physical act going on over here. It's not just a statement. It's clear that Ochzin means holding. But it seems like there's a difference.
In the way of claiming.
But Adukin also claiming they're in Beitin over here. Look over here. Tan Rabban, Tani Rabban, Shnaim Adukin Betalis. Zenotel Ad Makom Shalom Agav. Zenotel Ad Makom Shalom Agav. This one gets way up to where his hand is. And this one gets up to where his hand is. Vashar Cholkin Beshaveh. And the rest, they split. And then Machvi Rabbi Abahu Ubishvua. And Rashi said, what do you mean Machvi? He pointed out with his hand that they like lifted up his hand like this and they make a Shvua. So that seems to be a parallel to our Mishnah. It's a little bit different. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Shnaim Ochzin Betalis, Zero Mekula Shili, Zero Mekula Shili, Zero Mevitziata, Zero Mevitziata. And what did the Mishnah say? They make a Shvua and they split it. We didn't care how much I was holding. If I was holding a quarter and you holding three quarters, or I was holding a third, you holding two thirds, I was holding half and you holding half. We said, you're holding it, Ochzin Betalis, you make a Shvua, you split. Here, suddenly, we see a different concept over here. Here, we see that I'm holding on tight to one third. You're holding on tight to one third. We each get the third, and the other third we split. Or I'm holding on tight to two thirds. You're holding on tight to a quarter. And the difference, we split. So I'll get two thirds plus a bit, and you'll get a quarter plus a bit. It's not an equal split. In the Mishnah, it was an equal split. Here, it's not an equal split. Here, whatever I manage to grab, let's say that the thing's 3 meters long, and I'm holding 2 meters, you're holding half a meter, I'll get 2 meters, you'll get half a meter, and on the half a meter that's open between us, you'll get a quarter, and I'll get a quarter. So I'll get two thirds plus a quarter, and you'll get a third plus a quarter plus, you'll get a little bit less. That's what this writer says. Look in the Lashon. Zenotel ad shemakom yado magat, v'zenotel ad makom shado magat, v'ashar cholkin b'shaveh. Right? And Rabbi Abayu says with a shvua. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Elamatnitin Diktani de Palge Bahadade. Our Mishnah said that they split it equally. Diktani de Palge Bahadade. Each share it. Veloketani Zenotel Ad Makom Shalom Agat. Hechim Ishkachadla. So then what's our Mishnah speaking about? Because our Mishnah seemed to imply that they split it equally. So what's going on over here? But you notice the one is Adukin and the one is Ochzin. What aduk means like holding it very, very tight. Right? Rats Amar Papa, the Tfise Bekarkashta. Rabbeinu Chananel says over here, if you go to Rabbeinu Chananel, towards like the bottom, the beginning of the bottom third, let's say. Says that over here, Shnaim Adukim Betalit, it's a little bit bold there at the beginning. Shnaim Adukim Betalit, Zed no tell Makom Shel Magad, Zed no tell Makom Shel Magad, Vashar Chalukin Beshave, Ubishvua, O Kimna Kesh Adukim Betalit, that's when they're holding Makshvua. But Nitin, he says, Avi, Ne'am Mishnah, Diktani Chalukin Atalit, Shnei Chatzain, Venotel Kolechad Chetzia, when they take off, Beshe Adukin, Benimin, Shebe Mikzotea, Vahen Anikraim Karkashta. Rabbi Chananel says when they come to baiting within our Mishnah, isn't that like I said, that they wrapped all around fighting over the garment? They're each just holding the edges of the garment. Let's say a talis, a real talis. A talis has got like those fringes at the end of it. A talis got the fringes, not the tzitzit, like the actual fringes, like those things that stick of the talis. Each one's holding tassels. The fringes, the tassels. Thank you. That's what he's calling karkashta over here. That's what he says. That's our Mishnah. Look at Rashi. Begardin shebeshnei rashin. He says like these poly tassels. I don't know what the word gardi means, but sheshekorin barnaish. Look at Lo'azai Rashi. He says, what's barnaish? He says over here, perush chutin. He says like the threads. Shemishtairin besof beged, that are left at the end of the beged. Shechotchin mina beged lachar rigato. Like when you finished weaving, there's like the threads at the end and you're going to cut them off afterwards. That's what our Mishnah is speaking about. So in our Mishnah, each guy is just holding a thread, the end. So that's why you split it in half. Because what have they got? But here, where they're wrapped over and they're fighting over a portion, what the one guy's got is what he's got, because that's his. Okay? That's what he says over here. Samar HaMashashia, Shema Mina, he says, we can live with this Hasudra, right? This like a sudra, this a jacket or whatever the case is. Kevan de Tafis Bar, Rashi says, yeah, Hasudra shall kone, when you're doing a Masa Kinyan, Rashi says, konin bo bekinyan, you do a iskat chalifin, right? Like you lift up a garment or whatever the case is and you sell your donkey on the other side of the world. Remember we just spoke about that, right? So it says, Kevan de Tafis Bay Shalosh al Shalosh Karinan Bay. It says, what you holding three by three fingers? Look at Rashi. Kevan de Tafis Bay Makne Shalosh al Shalosh Karinan Bay Veshalaf Ishna Lo Veten Re. That's called taking off your shoe and giving it to somebody. We don't have to hold the whole thing. You've got to hold three fingers or three fingers. There's some talk about a kippah, you know, like a kippah has to be at least three fingers by three fingers. Everybody heard of that? Like the kavi, it's not called a beggar, and it's at least like three fingers by three fingers, like a minimum size. So we can see over here, the minimum size of holding a beggar is like three fingers. The command, the pasik dami vakani. Because that's really called, you said, look, Rashi, the command, the pasik dami vakani makni. And you got a vedafka and a kachal. Only you hold shlosh shlosh. The click, we need a cleed in and dichtiv naalo yoshu batsi mishlosh as well. Less than three esport. Love beged who could ashkechan gabe tuma with regards to be makabel tuma as well. So that's why kippah. If it's less than three. I'm gonna check mine. If it's less than no, mine's okay. If it's less than I've got to look, my kippah's quite small. My father always complained about the size of my kippah. But anyhow,
whatever mixer.
But. But it seems like that is what we want for a minor kli. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Umash na mit Rav Chisda." So now, how's this different to what Rav Chisda says? This is from a Gemara in Gittin, right? I'm a Rav Chisda get beyada. If the get's in her hand, you give it to her. Umashicha beyada, but you got it. But it's like a fishing rod. They say you gave her the get with a fishing rod, right? You like reeled down the get into her hand, but it's linked by a hook to the fishing rod. Look at Rashi. It says, get bayada shenatnu la, umeshicha bat shekashur ba beyada, still attached to your hand. Vim yesh koach bo tochuti, that thread that you've got is strong enough, shechol inachko le get miyada, and you can still rip the get out of her hand. Is that called giving her the get, not called giving her the get? Right, the tough is by shalosh, it says over here, umeshicha bayada, im yachol inachko le get miyada, it says over there, Rav Chisda, it's not called megureshet. Right, ain't a megureshet. Vim lavin, if the thread isn't strong enough, megureshet. But here we said you have to have three by three, and there we just got a little chut in your hand. Why is it not called giving? It says no. Hatam kudub inan belaika hacha netina binan ba'ika. It says a little different because there you need to have netina. You have to kritut. Sorry, it has to be like a cut between you. So any control that you've got over that, no matter how small it is not called letting go. But with a maase kinyan, it's a different story altogether. So Amar Rava, imay ta talit mezuhevet chaluki choki. Now we different discussion over here. Rava says if the garment was gold. Muzhevet, where gold strands in it, whatever. Look at Rashi. Im atatrit muzhevet, klomar, afilu hi muzhevet cholkim. Even if it's gold, you split it. So, I understand. What's the problem? Pshita, isn't that a chid? What's a chidush? The question is a chidush. Why? The kai, the have a bay matze, mitzye. Because the gold is in the middle. So, when he says, no, I mean, pshita. It's still pashut. Where's your chidush over here? We're trying to work out where's the chidush over here. that if it's gold or whatever color, why should we care what it is? Why? The mikrav legabe dechad. Because the gold, there's a gold thread. It's a pure gold, 24 karat gold thread through this garment. But it's closer to me. Because I'm holding more closer, where my hands are closer to the gold than yours is. Right? You're holding, let's say it's a 4 meter garment. I'm holding 2 meters of it. And the gold's in the 2 meters and 10 centimeters. And you're holding only half a meter on the other side. So you're far from the gold. Mahu, what would we have thought? Amalei plugiachi. We might think split it like this. Right? In other words, look at Rashi. Lerochva, to the width. And I'll get the gold on my width. Kamashwila, no. Why do you think that way? Do it that way. Lorka to the orech, we're both going to get a fair share of the gold. Okay? So basically that's the chiddush of Rava. Now we're on the question of shtar. Now I told you before we recorded the shir, I'm not 100% sure. We've learned before, we've seen the shtar, we discussed it plenty of times in Kiddushin and in Gittin, etc. We know that a shtar is made up of two parts. There's the tofes and the toref, correct? The tofes is like the generic term of the shtar. That's pretty much straightforward. So imagine you see a contract, a standard template contract, and then you've got to fill in, there's like empty lines for the date and the name and the place and the amount, etc. That's the tofes, I think. Other around. That's the toref. Yeah. Sorry. The tofes is the standard amount, and the toref is the details. Now, the way that a shtar was written, we discussed this as well in Gittin and Kiddushin. The way that a shtar is written, normally you mention in the beginning the details, and you repeat them again at the end, remember? And then you sign at the bottom. But in the body of it is this whole tofes, the standard clauses. Now, again, I don't understand how this would work. I'm not sure exactly. The Gemara says as follows. Look at the Gemara says. Shnayim adukim b'shtar. Two people are grabbing onto the star. Mal ve'omer shelihu v'nafal mimeni motziati v'lo v'yamar shelcha hu v'parativ lach. So the malve who lent the money says, it's mine, and it fell out of my pocket, right? And thank you for finding it, but it's mine, and why have I still got the star? Because you owe me money. So you owe me the money. And the love says, no. The love says, what are you talking about? It is yours. I gave it to you. But why have you got the star? Because I paid you back. So when I paid you back, I gave you the star. Right? So the question is, do I owe you the money? Don't you owe me the money? The mob is saying, you still owe me the money. The Lord says, I paid you the money. Okay? Look.
You're dealing with a lot of dishonest people, you understand?
No, not dishonest people. People who don't have good memories, let's rather say there. Not dishonest. Right? People with not developed memories. Okay? So he says over here, Nafala Shtar Liyadi, that was actually a statement that somebody sitting next to you was supposed to have made there, not you. But he didn't make it. Hey, so what?
Say it again.
I'm saying, I said, Stalin was meant to make that statement. But, okay. Right? Nafala Shtar Liyadi Daya. No, that's not that. Shnaimo Adagim Shtar, Mavva, Love, Shechau, Paratib, Lachrat, Vehechzartali. So the love says, no, Shekhah, it was yours. I was admitting that, I made a mistake. He's admitting that it was the star. He's not denying the star, but he said, I paid you back. And you gave it back, and you gave me the star back, and I lost the star, and therefore and it's mine. I don't owe you the money. So this is a brighter. Yitkayem ashtar b'chotmav divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, you got to do kiyum ashtar. What does it mean, kiyum ashtar? I mean, we've seen before that you've got to have the signatures validated. Right? In other words, we need validation. Why do you want validation? Because if the witnesses then travel away or leave town, whatever the case is, we don't have to worry about finding the witnesses. We know the star is validated and we don't need witnesses anymore. But it seems to me, and we'll see in a moment, that Rebbe says you validate the star. Why do you validate the star? Look at Rashi. Yitkayem ashtar b'chotmav. Okay, so he adds in here, right? Kesakidat ha'igam im ashtar kasher. If it's a kosher star, and it is a kosher star, because the love has admitted to the malve that he wrote the star. And the star now is becheskato, meaning what? That the malve can claim the money on the star. In other words, Rebbe seems to be siding with the malve, correct? Right. Rashbag omer yachloku. Rashbag says, no, we got a safek over here. It's a mamon amutal besafek. Cholkin. Who's that sound like? Sumchus. Right?
But the poor guy who lent the money is now getting back one and a half.
Or the poor Malve is only getting back half. Depends who's right. Right? It depends who's right. So you're right. So someone's going to pay an extra half.
Yeah, but someone's getting stocked.
and someone's getting stocked. We just don't know who. What we know for sure is someone's getting stocked. So what do we learn from that? Be more careful with your star. Okay.
About the person is getting
stocked. Right. Okay. So listen now. Right. So Rebbe says there. Shmak says Yachlok. Now new case. Nafal liyad Dayan. Right. Look at Rashi over here. Nafal liyad Dayan. So Rashi is like as mash medachi kav. Im matzo Dayan. Didn't have to necessarily fall next to the Dayan, but the Dayan found it or got him, whatever the case was. Right. Lo yotzi olamit. Then it stays with the Dayan. Look at Rashi. Look at Otto Olamit. Miyad Dayan. Look how Parich Mashna Dayan Min Shadima. We're going to ask later. Oh, what's the difference? How do we care? Was the Dayan of somebody else? Why is it make a difference who found it? But bottom line is, if it was the third party found and got to the Dayan, they don't give it to anybody. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Arehu Becheskato. Because says, no, even in a case like this, Arehu Becheskato, meaning that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rebbe. Like in the first case, where Rebbe said it's Becheskato. But notice Rabbi Yossi doesn't say anything about Kiyum Ashtar, correct? Just got it. Just the star works. It's a good star. Can Amar Mal? One of the extracts now from the brighter. Yitkaya mashtar bechotma. That's what Rebbe said, right? You do Q mashtar. The Gemara says v'gabe le malve kule. Right. Look at Rashi bit me out. That's a question. And what does the malve get all the money? Right. That was what's troubling you guys, right? Malve gabe kule. V'leitle matnitin shnayim ochazin. Don't we have our Mishnah? What our Mishnah said? Shnayim ochazin zilme kulashi zilme kulashi li. Nishba'in v'chokin. Seems over here that we don't apply our Mishnah. They're holding the star. Right? What? How did it start off? Shnaim adukin bashtar. Right? They grab the star. Two are holding the star. So why do we say the same as a talis? They split to make a shua, make a split. Why not? So Amarav Nachman, b'mekuyam divra kol yachlok. Says no. If the star was a mekuyam star, Rashi Shekatubo, remember Henpek. Shatzak Rabbeitin Ve'ilu Eidim Alechatima. If it's already a star, Mekuyam. So there everybody agrees, Machloku. Where's the Machloku? Rabbi says, Ki Plige B'Shenu Mekuyam. When it's not Mekuyam. Right? There he says, Rebbe Savar Mode B'Shtar Shekatavo Tzarich Lekaimo. V'Mekayem Le Palik. Rebbe says, first thing you got to do is Yitkayem Ashtar. So the Gemara changes back here a little bit. Rabbi says, no. It's not that Rebbe says Yitkayem Ashtar Bechotmav and therefore Omed Becheskato, the Bava get it all. You have to do Kiyum. And if it's a Shtar Mekuyam, then they split it, which is similar to our Mishnah. Vi lo Mekayem Le, lo Palik. Right? If they don't do Kiyum, right? Look at Rashi. Vi lo Palik. Very last line of Rashi. Shafilu Kulu B'yad Amalve. Neman alomar alove lomar perativ. See, if there's no kiyum, then there's nothing. Only if they do kiyum, if there's makayim the star, then they split it. But if they don't do kiyum, then the love is neman to say, I paid you back. Right, a little bit better than we saw at the beginning, right? Sounds a bit better. So my timer, why? Chasuvamu. Because the star that's not makuyam, as far as Rebbe is concerned, it's just like a piece of shard. Doesn't help us at all. Right, Maika Mashvedel Haishtara. Right, Man Kamashvedel Haishtara. Love it. Hakama de Paria. In other words, who makes the star meaningful? Right, the Love, by admitting that it was a star. That he acknowledges the star. And now, what did he say? And the Love told me it's repaid. So in other words, he's the guy that gives credence. In other words, Peshe Etir. Remember, we saw that before, that concept, right? Similar idea. Peshe Asar, Zoha Peshe Etir. The Love was the one who admitted to the star being a good star. And he's now telling me, I'll pay it back. If he had denied it, what, Mark? Are you talking to me? Oh, sorry. Right? If he had denied it, then there'd be no value in the star. But Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Savar, and Rebbe says, no. He says, Savar. We don't need kiyum. So that's how we rather redefines the first Mishnah. The Mishnah Rebbe says as follows. If it's not mekuyam, you do mekayam. Mekayam, if it's star kiyum, we split it. If it's not split, then we can rely on the love. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, we don't need kiyum, and we split it. In other words, he goes more in line with our Mishnah. Now, second case of the bright. Now, Faliya Dain lo yotzi olamit. In the second case, we said if the star fell, you never got to admit what we're running very late, yeah? She says, Mashna liya Dayan. What do we, how come it's different, right, from anybody else? Why the Dayan, we don't get it. When it fell with somebody else, we do split it. Rav Acher references the follows. V'acher shematza shtar shenafal. Rashi. V'acher she'en lo lovin v'lo malvin. There was a third party that found the shtar that fell. Kvar liyala dayan. Right? Umay niu ach nefila dichtir behenpek. Right? And before Rashi goes in, this is the shtar mekuyam. V'echidami. What are we talking about? The katav behenpek. If it's already shtar mekuyam, lo yotziu olamit. Why? Lo lo velo malve ad shavoy liyahu o edim shu miyad mi nafal. Then, if shtar mekuyam, we don't. Velo mi bayi lo katav behenpek. And how much more? So if it wasn't mekuyam, we definitely wouldn't. Dikir memar katav lil vot velo lava. Maybe the guy just wrote a shtar to lend money or to borrow money and he never borrowed the money. So in other words, if it fell beyond a dayan, there we leave it all to a third party. We don't get involved. Afilu katav behenpek, the mekuyam lo yachsi lechashin liperon. And therefore, says the Gemara explains as follows: even if it had was mekuyam, we still don't give it back to him because we choshesh that it might have been already repaid. Remember, we had in the Braita, we had Rabbi Yossi. Remember, in the Braita, we had we said if it fell there, Dayan, we said lo yotzi olamit, and we explain now what that means. Why we don't give back to anybody because we choshesh mekuyam, not mekuyam. Rabbi Yossi says arehu becheskato in the Braita. Rabbi Yossi said no, the star is a good star. In other words, you can use the star. The words over here, and Rabbi Yossi Omer Areu Becheskato. What does it mean? Becheskato velo chashina nepiron. Rabbi Yossi isn't concerned. Sachamim say if it's munpak, if it's got henpek, nothing happens. And if it hasn't got henpek, we think it might have been marked on if you borrowed it. And even if it's got henpek, you might have been paid back. So we can't do anything with the star. It was lost star. They hadn't found not the malve and the love who've got it. The third party, we got no opinion on that, says Rabbi explains the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the star is a good star, claim against the star.
So most of the law. His logic is great, Aaron, because a guy who borrows money and return it, the minute he returns the money, he would take the star of his fob and he would tear it up.
Exactly. That's why I said, Bimad, in the previous Abbas, you're going to be more careful with your star. Exactly. That was the look. We learned before that there were two styles. One was getting a receipt paid, and then you don't care what happens to the star. And the other way was to tear up the star. So you could say that the guy maybe got a receipt and he lost the receipt, and that's why he didn't care about tearing up the star. You know what I mean? There are ways to get around it, but you're right. Okay. So now the Gemara says over here, Rabbi Yossi says, "Becheskato wa lo chashinu." He doesn't care about piron. He's not worried about it at all. Right, that maybe has been paid. So the Gemara says, is that a fact? V'lo chayesh Rabbi Yossi lepiraon? And Rabbi Yossi isn't choshesh lepiraon? V'atanya matzah shtar ketub v'shuk. Look where the shtubah, a ketubah now, right? We found a ketubah in the shuk. Remember, same with a ketubah, right? If a woman has a ketubah, the moment they get divorced, whatever, the husband pays out, or the family pays out the ketubah, what do they do with the ketubah? She's got to give the ketubah back, or tear it up. The same story, right? So if there's a ketubah wandering around, you can see maybe the ketubah wasn't paid back yet. Who lost the ketubah? Who owns the ketubah? Is it the wife or not the wife? The word means a kashya Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, lo chashya nepiru. We don't care about it. We're not concerned that it had been repaid. The word says, is that a fact? But here's a case of a brighter where they found this ketubah in the marketplace. Bizmancha bal modeh. If the husband agrees, right, that he never gave her back a ketubah. So yachzi lisha, give back to the woman. Ein bal modeh. If the husband doesn't agree, and he says, sheparati miyadid, if I paid her back a ketubah, and I lost the ketubah, lo yachzi, you don't give it back to her. Lo leze velo leze tarakamish. You don't give it either of them. Why? You don't give it to him because maybe she hasn't claimed her ketubah yet. You don't give it to her because maybe he has paid her ketubah. Okay? So again, you'll tell me one of them is being shtochtia, correct? One of them either paid the ketubah or the ketubah, doesn't matter. The woman, no one can claim over here again. Rabbi Yossi Omer, odata chad bala, if they're still living together, Asher Shelo Gash, they aren't divorced yet, yachzir le'ishi, give back to the woman. Nit amela or nit gash, she became widowed or divorced, lo yachzir, lo lezev, lo lezev. Why don't we give it back to either of them if she's already been divorced or widowed? Why are you saying don't give it back to either of them? Because we are concerned that maybe it's already been paid out this star. If he didn't care, Rabbi Yossi wasn't choshesh lepiraon, what would he do with the star? He'd say, give it back to the woman, correct? The fact that he doesn't say give it back to the woman means that he is concerned that the star might have already been paid out. Now she's going to go claim a second time. But didn't Rabbi Yossi say in the Mishnah, in the previous Braita, he doesn't care about the star? Lo choshesh lepiraon. Yeah, he is choshesh lepiraon. Otherwise, he'd give the woman back her ketubah. Everybody with me? Kevin? Clear? Steve? Right? Everybody with me? Ira? Right? So Gomorrah's answer is, Apuch, you know what? Turn the shitters around. Nafal Eliyad Dayan, lo yatziu lamit Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says you never give it back. And Chachamim are the ones that Rabbi Cheska told them, it was the first brighta, we changed completely. So I don't understand. Yachi Kashi, Rabbanan, Rabbanan. We've got to steer it out between the two brightas. Because the one bright that says they don't care, the other bright says they do care. So what's that? Shtar Ketubah Kulu Rabbi Yossi. The question is, no, that second brighta of the Shtar Ketubah is not a machloket Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. So it's not a steer between the two of them. It's all Rabbi Yossi. The Chisur HaMechshon, and this is what how you should read the brighta. Vachik Tani, Ein Abal Modeh, if the husband doesn't agree, Lo Yachsi, Lo Lezeh, Lo Lezeh, we don't get either of them. And then, they weren't talking about it. They got divorced or they were widowed. Abal Odah, Tachat Bala, Yachsi, Lo Isha. Why? Rashi, the Bach is here, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Shabbi Yossi Omer, Odat HaChabara, Yach Zilisha, Nit Avalo, Nit Gash, Lo Yach Zilol, 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 Zilol. So we've solved the stereo between the two brightas. The second bright is not a machlok anymore. So I hope when we ask the Kasha, what, does Rabbi Yossi Choshet le Piraon? But he said, don't give it back. And now, if we change the shittas in the first bright around, this is a machlok in the stereo between Rabbi Chachamim and Chachamim. Because Chachamim in the first bright to say, give back, and the second bright to say, don't give back. Other around, sorry. Someone says, no, the second part is all Rabbi Yossi. There's no machloket. We haven't got a steer between the first two brightas, but we've got Rabbi Yossi now says, is Choshesh le Piraon, both in the first and in the second. Rabbi Papa says, no, Lo'olam lo tipuch. Papa says, don't change the shittas around. So how come Rabbi Yossi in the first brighta says, Lo Choshesh le Piraon, is Choshesh le Piraon, Lo Choshesh le Piraon, and in the second brighta he said, Choshesh le Piraon? He says, "Lo, Rabbi Yossi le divrahem de rabbanan kamrle." He says, "Le didi, as far as I'm concerned, Rabbi Yossi is not arguing; he's referring to them." So, afinit abla nidgasha nami lo chashin. We never care about piraon, right? But you guys, but in the second brighter where he says you do care, so le didcho you guys, or do we agree with me anyhow that b'orat tachabala, as long as she's still living with her husband, the yachzir is you should give it back to the wife. Why? The love of Pirani, I never care about that, but you guys who do care, that would be good with that divorce, or if she's a widow. But if she's living with a guy, why wouldn't she be living with a guy out of Ketubah? You can't live with your husband out of Ketubah. Asur. So if they're still living to each other, you should agree there, give it back to her. V'amei Rabbanan say to them, Amor, Tzare et Pesa. No, he gave her money already in advance, and she's hanging on to money. The Ketubah's been paid out, that's why they didn't worry. She's hanging on to the Ketubah. Rashi says over here, Tzare Etvasa. He says over here, Ma'o Tzot, gave like a bunch of coins, or Ksafim, or whatever, Masala already in advance. Le Yichul Ketubah, Kishleshen, he's something to go marry, he says, have the money, or later stage, Lo Yachichu Yoshimim Titamen. That he said, she was panicking that if he dies, she has to run around finding money. And believe me, when people die, you have to run around finding money. That I can tell you from, I'm living through that at the moment, right? He didn't want to prevent that. So therefore, he set money aside that you wouldn't have to worry. That's the case. So that's Rav Papa. Third option, Ravina Amar, Olam Ipuch. People say that you do, there is an Ipuch, Ravina. My Papa said, don't change it around. Ravina, I said, Ipuch, by which one? The first Brighter Kamaita. Whereas Rabbanan in the first Brighter, where Rabbanan said, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Harehu Becheskatov, Lochshin Piraon, that's Rabbanan. That we all Choshet Piraon, and the Rabbanan were the one, and Rabbi Yossi was the one who said, depend henpek or not henpek. Vetaim Rabban Hacha, what Rabban Hacha didn't say Lochashin the Piraon? Mishum the Chai Shinan the Shtei Ketubot. Right? Rabban Hacha said we consider the matter with two Ketubot. Right? That he wrote the first Ketubot and then gave a second Ketubot, but he got lost in the case. Wasn't this might be a second Ketubot running around? Rabbi Yossi, Lochayish. Let's see, I think the end of over here. We're a bit far back, or we got to stop over here.